From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, California's never-ending storm season. Strong winds and more rain moving through the Bay Area right now. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. We're already starting to see some messy conditions out there. Crews are fighting strong winds to clear a tree off of southbound 280. You can see it stretching into three lanes right now. This is near Avalon Drive in South San Francisco, and Caltrans says traffic is down to one lane, so do expect delays.
New video of another rough day on the bay. Just look at how choppy those waters are along San Francisco's Embarcadero. Of course, last week, choppy waters led to a barge slamming into the 3rd Street Bridge.
So let's get right out to First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck. So Darren, there was also an earthquake today, just to add to the whole, all the storm that we're about to see.
Yes, in Pacifica, centered pretty much right under town, which means it was felt by a lot of people in that community. A 3.4, if it's right under your home, is going to feel like a more significant earthquake. But we don't have any reports of damage from this. But it was felt widely throughout the Bay, pretty much East Bay and even inland East Bay, South Bay. Everybody, all the major communities at least had some reports of people saying they felt it. And if you're curious, while not directly on it, this was right off of the San Andreas Fault. You can see the red line tracing up there. So, all right, we're going to look ahead because it is quite windy out there now. And if we look at the strongest winds of the day, they're all happening right about now within the last hour. Gusts to right around 40 or 45, maybe even close to 50. Look at Hayward at 49. I've got the peak gusts so far and the times over here. North Bay, that's you. Santa Rosa, you've already seen your strongest wind. So as we watch the progression of this, it's going to stay like this through the next few hours, but you can see a clear pattern as the strongest winds work their way south. And by the time we get to the afternoon, things will have calmed down a lot. In fact, the National Weather Service has removed the North Bay from the wind advisory. But if you're south of the Golden Gate, you're still in this, and you've got to expect those gusts of 45 miles an hour. Look at the rain so far. But there's a lot more to go. One look at First Alert Doppler shows you why. I would say we're kind of right in the center of what the best of this storm has to offer. We're experiencing some of the strongest winds right now, and we're also getting the most steady widespread rain. This is just chapter one. Chapter two is going to turn on late tonight and tomorrow in the form of isolated thunderstorms. We've got another First Alert day because of that, and I'll explain why coming up in the complete First Alert forecast in a bit. For now, Liz and Ryan, back to you guys.
All right, Darren, thanks so much. Pacifica residents dealing with a lot this morning. Many were woken up by that earthquake we just told you about and are now facing heavy downpours and strong winds. Our Jocelyn Moran has been in Pacifica all morning long. And Jocelyn, how's it looking out there and what are people are telling you? This has been a really active morning.
Yeah, exactly, Liz. And really, like you said, they've been dealing with a lot this morning and we are soaked right now. The winds have been really going on since we got here early this morning, which was at about 7 a.m. That's when we really started noticing those winds picking up, and it has not really lightened up really all morning long. And we are having, like Darren said, we're seeing that downpour of rain, and it makes it worse when you do have the winds as strong as they are right now. But before all of this, residents were woken up by that earthquake. We've talked with quite a few people really here in Pacifica. Some of them are telling us, you know what, this was a strong one, but it wasn't as strong as they have experienced in the past. Others are telling us, you know, this really did scare them because they haven't experienced something like this in quite a while.
I woke up shaking, good little joke. Didn't kind of caught me off guard at first, and I realized what it was.
It's been a while. Sometimes I sleep through them. Okay. And, you know, I was here for the 89 one. So it just brought me back to a bigger one. But I also know that we are anticipating a big one. So my first thought is this the big one?
I think I was only startled because I was still sleeping. Yeah. But you know, it's the best natural alarm clock, so.
Well, the last person who you just heard from there, Forrest Ferguson, he says this was a small quake compared to what he's experienced, especially in other countries. But today, he along residents were surprised by this quake, especially given that a lot of them were woken up by this. But also, they've been surprised by these strong winds. At times, it became difficult to keep your balance and stand. At the Lindemar Shopping Center we were at earlier, the wind would blow the bushes and trees back and forth. At times, you could see the water moving on the pavement and the rain would not let up.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I can hear the wind howling from inside my house.
All right, so right now, again, here back live, we are still dealing with these rainy conditions. I want to show you just along Highway 1 what drivers are dealing with here. You can see on the pavement here, the raindrops are coming down, and also the wind is pushing this as well, so that makes things a lot worse. We've been in the parking lot for a little bit. We've also been driving around, and the car does move back and forth at times. It can be scary. If you are in a parking lot, for example, there were some shopping carts that would come crashing into cars, including ours. So just keeping in mind with these strong winds, being aware of your surroundings is important as well. And of course, out on the roadways, just be extra patient out there and be aware of the people around you as well, because this is pretty scary, and driving in these conditions can be pretty scary as well, Liz.
Yeah, I can imagine, Jocelyn, too. Anytime they feel the ground move or they can't quite get their footing, they don't know, is this an earthquake? Is this the storm? Is it the winds? It's just a lot going on.
Exactly, especially given after that jolt that they felt this morning. I think a lot of people were already on edge, and then to add the wind and the rain here, a lot of people also, though, telling us that they can stay home. They absolutely will. Some of them got their coffee and then headed right back home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, Jocelyn, thanks so much. Well, lots of people waking up and reacting to that earthquake that we just mentioned. Some saying it jolted them out of bed. Others tweeted how Mother Nature just needed to pick between the rain and the earthquakes.
And the San Francisco Parks Department now asking people to avoid walking through the parks today due to the danger from falling trees. And we saw plenty of them toppled in Sue Bierman Park. This is along the Embarcadero. Falling trees killed 5 people in last week's storms and critically injured an SFPD sergeant.
And a section of Mission Street has been blocked off for hours now after a window cracked on the 30th floor of 350 Mission. Between Main and Fremont Streets, building engineers secured that window and no glass fell, but the intersection below is still closed now just as a precaution. Excuse me, and thousands of people already out of power. PG&E says the hardest hit areas are near San Leandro in the East Bay and the town of Campbell in the South Bay.
And we're tracking the storm as it moves across the Bay Area. So let's bring in Justin Andrews, who's live in Novato. And Justin, the lens is completely foggy, and I know you were getting hammered earlier this morning.
Yeah, Ryan, I was going to point that out. You know, these conditions are not only favorable for us, but even our equipment and our camera. You can see that foggy lens. That's because the camera is so wet, the condensation has accumulated inside of the camera. But take a look at what we're seeing here. We're on Redwood Boulevard here in Novato, near that area where the pavement buckled after that landslide. You see the conditions here. The rain has picked up over the last 5 or 10 minutes. The winds have died down, though, so that's certainly good news here. But again, these are conditions we've been experiencing. Like you said, Ryan, earlier, I got pelted on. The winds were just whipping crazy. I had to make sure I had my footing here in Novato because the winds were just crazy earlier this morning. So again, the conditions are not favorable. You see that from our camera. If this is a good time for you to work from home, if that's an option for you, today will certainly be that day, Ryan.
Yeah, so for people at home, once that lens gets that condensation inside, there's not a whole lot you can do other than just sit and wait and for that to dry out. So hopefully you guys can get some warmth and dry out there, Justin. Thanks a lot. Well, stay with us for the First Alert weather coverage of the incoming storm and all of its impacts. You can find us anytime on KPX.com or streaming on the CBS News Bay Area app.
Well, California senators are calling on the federal government to make sure the town of Pajaro is safer from future flooding. A letter from Senators Dianne Feinstein, Alex Padilla, and other representatives called on the Army Corps of Engineers to provide emergency assistance to fix the levee. That levee broke more than 2 weeks ago, flooding the small town along the Pajaro River.